Previously on the Nights of Layla.
Lails, you've been so stressed recently, so I was thinking a nice supper at this new posh restaurant will really do you well.
Thanks for being so sensitive towards me.
Actually, Anand has gone missing and Nasira is quite upset. So
Anand is missing? But why aren't you all looking out for him?
We just went to the police station to file a missing persons report.
No, it's locked. Hello? Anyone in there?
Must be vagrants, bro. Leave it. We need to measure up and get back to the office.
It's time to visit the Adams Mansion once again. And this time, we will not be alone. But aren't the Adams always having house guests, I hear you ask? Yes, ethereal house guests, certainly, who come with no invitation, slipping through the windows and sliding through the walls, unseen, uncalled, and certainly unwelcome. But this time, there are guests from another class, and these guests, unlike the first type, are invited and welcome. So let us follow Hajrama, who is listening to another discourse by Molana Yaqub and Ruwaida and their helper Maria as they prepare for these house guests.
My dear listeners, the next part of our discussion deals with sihr, as many of us know it to be called jadu. So sihr is a reality and it can have harmful effects. It is defined as every effect whose cause or origin is subtle, mysterious or supernatural. It is regarded as sihr. In the literal sense of the term, sihr will apply to all things and effects whose causes and origin are unknown. They are subtle, they are mysterious, they are supernatural, they are incomprehensive. Irrespective of whether the causes of the effects and manifestations are tangible or intangible, visible or invisible, material or immaterial, natural or supernatural. So the definition of sihr in shari'i terms is an act in which proximity to shaitan is gained, and by virtue of shaitan's aid, the act becomes sihr, or what we call magic. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, refrain from the two destroyers of iman, and that is shirk and sihr. Sihr is employed to produce harmful effects in a great variety of ways and affairs, such as deception, sickness, death, ill-feeling, destruction of marriage, and the fostering of illicit relationships. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, there's nothing wrong with ruqya as long as there is no shirk in it. Ibn Athir has said, ruqya is a ta'weez which is prepared for curing one afflicted with some calamity. So there exists consensus of opinion among the shari'i authorities on the validity as well as the utility and the legality of the ruqya.
Hajirama, are you busy listening to those clips again?
Yes, you should listen sometime, Ruwaida. Then maybe you will understand what Layla is going through.
Now really, Layla is just suffering with bad dreams. It has nothing to do with black magic or jadu.
And what about her brother going missing? I think someone is doing something to them.
Ma, I just got her an appointment with Dr. Muhammad. He can give her a thorough checkup so that we can get to the bottom of this.
She doesn't need a doctor, Ruwaida. She needs a Molana.
Really, Hajirama, you must stop being so superstitious. Most illnesses and diseases are medically related and have nothing to do with all this jadu business.
Ruwaida, you know, Layla's sister-in-law has come to stay.
Yes, Salman told me this morning. Can't say I was surprised. She must have been losing her mind all alone, worrying about where her husband is. I'm glad Salman thought to bring her here.
Makoti, I'm finished to clean the spare room. I put that new sheet you gave me on a bed. Will these colored people stay with us long?
They're not colored? Maria, they're Malay. Don't you dare speak like that in front of them.
Ruwaida, you're the one who's always pointing out how Layla is different from us because she's not Indian. Actually, I'm surprised at you. Changing the sheets and having the guest wing clean for Layla's parents?
What did you expect, Hajirama? This is the first time we're meeting them. I have to give them a good first impression.
But you don't even like Leila.
I never said that I don't like her. I just point out her faults when I notice them, like I do with everyone else. Although I was wondering how all of a sudden her parents can afford to make a trip here to Durban.
Yeah, especially since Salman is always saying how poor they are.
Shall I start cooking lunch?
Yes, Maria. Make that rice dish I taught you how to make last week. And you can marinate the steaks for supper.
Yes, ma'am. I'll start with that now.
Even Maria is being so helpful. She normally hates it when we have visitors. You must have given her extra money to get her to help you. Does Ishaq know?
Of course, Haji Rama. You can't possibly expect the staff to do extra work without paying them for it.
Oh, they're here already. I'll open.
Assalamu alaikum. Haji Rama, Mummy, these are my parents, Nurul Ain and Majid.
Wa alaikum assalam. Welcome. Come in. Come inside. I'm so glad to finally meet you.
We're so happy you came.
Oh, alhamdulillah. We're so glad we could come. Mashallah, what a beautiful house you have.
And Nasira, Salman mentioned that you have also come to stay.
Gee, he said you won't mind, but...
Ruweda, we're so sorry to impose on you like this. We were expecting to stay with Adnan, but since...
Not at all. Nurul Ain, please make yourself at home.
That's so kind of you. And please, call me Nuri.
Can I use the bathroom, please?
Maria, take Uncle Majid up to the guest wing so that he can use the bathroom. And take the luggage up as well.
No. Kanala, don't worry. I'll carry the bags out.
Relax, Pa. Maria will do it. You can follow her upstairs. Come, Ma. Let me make you a cup of tea for that headache.
Leila, I'll see to your mum and Nasira. You need to get ready. Dr. Muhammad called while you were at the airport, and he can see you in the next hour. I told Salman. He said he'll meet you there.
Ahnia, are you sick, my child?
No, Ma. Just a bit stressed at the moment.
You're going to the doctor for stress? Can't you just get a relaxing massage or something instead?
But, Mummy, I'd like to get Ma and Pa settled in. Can't the doctor see me at another time?
No. You know how busy he is? Getting an appointment with him is like finding gold. Now come along. If you don't leave now, you'll be late.
Doctor's waiting rooms, Salman and Leila are having a hushed conversation.
Hey, I'm so glad that I got that site visit done with Tabo this morning. At least I could take an hour off now to meet you here.
Your mom didn't even tell me that she booked the appointment.
You know my mother, she just takes control. I told her that I wanted to make the appointment, but she insisted. I had no idea that she was going to get an appointment so soon.
And I just had to rush off and leave my pa there alone. Plus, Nasira is in the mix of everything.
Don't worry about your parents, Lails. They're in good hands. Mommy might not be the most tactful of people, but she definitely likes to entertain guests.
Mr. and Mrs. Adam, you can go through. The doctor will see you now.
Ah, Salman. Salaamu Alaikum. It's been ages since I've seen you.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, Doctor. Gee, but isn't that a good thing, though? I mean, Alhamdulillah, I've been in good health.
And how is your dad? He hasn't been on the golf course recently.
You know, financial year end. He gets really busy this time of the year.
Ah, of course. So the appointment is for your wife, Leila. Am I correct?
Gee.
Well, the nurse has checked all your vitals and there doesn't seem to be anything amiss. Do you want to tell me what the problem is?
Well, I've been having these recurring dreams. More like nightmares, actually. And...
And do you wake up in a cold sweat?
Yes. I sometimes even call out in my sleep.
Do you have a lot of sugary stuff before bedtime?
No. In fact, I don't eat much sugar at all.
All right. Anything else?
Just, visions?
What type of visions?
Salman explains to the doctor about Layla's experience the previous week when she felt something cold against her face.
and the coldness she felt at the restaurant. He also tells the doctor about the difficulty she is having in falling pregnant. Dr. Muhammad gives a thorough examination but cannot find anything medically wrong with her.
So, Leila, as far as I can tell, you are a perfectly fit and healthy young lady. Are you under any added stress at the moment?
So, Doc, Leila's brother went missing a few nights ago, and we've been trying to locate him, but there's absolutely no trace of him. And her parents just came down from Cape Town, and she now has to break the news to them. Plus, her brother's wife is also staying with us at the moment. So maybe that's also stressing her out.
Sure, that's a lot to deal with, Leila. Look, as far as I can see, there isn't anything wrong with you. I've read the report from the gynae, and medically speaking, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to conceive. However, falling pregnant is ultimately in Allah's hands. Let's give it a bit of time. And if nothing happens within a year, I'll refer you for fertility treatment. As for the dreams and the visions, I put that down to all the stress you're undergoing at the moment.
Doctor, you don't think it could be, sihr or jinn?
Look, Leila, the element of sihr and jinn cannot be ruled out. But in all likelihood, it seems to me that these disturbances you are experiencing are as a result of stress and anxiety. I'm going to prescribe some medication to calm you down. And if that doesn't work, you can pursue the sihr angle through an amil.
Salman returns to work to wrap up his day, while Leila, deep in thought, gets into the car and makes her way to Westville. As she drives, her eyes start to droop and she feels a sudden tiredness overtaking her. Suddenly, a black cab runs across the road and Leila hits the brakes just as her phone begins to ring.
Yalla! Whew! That was close. Hello? Who is this?
Leila! It's me, Humaira. Is something wrong? You sound panicked.
Oh my word, Humaira. I was driving and this black cat ran across the road and...
A black cat? That's a bad omen. If its feet were facing the other way, that means it was a jinnat.
Ugh, that's just superstition, Hums. No, I think I just had a fright.
You still sound very shaken up. Listen, tell me where you are and I'll come and get you.
No, I'm okay, just... It was unexpected, that's all. Let me just start the car and I'll put you on speaker while I drive.
So what's been going on with you? We haven't chatted in ages. I know your folks were due to come today. Are you on your way back from the airport with them?
Yes, they're here. But I left them with my mom-in-law because I had to rush off to see the doctor.
Are you sick?
No. You know I told you the nightmares are back and I've been feeling quite unsettled recently. Like I feel a presence or something.
Weird. Why are you seeing a doctor then? You need to see an amil.
I know. But Salman really wanted me to go for a checkup and, well, anyway, the doctor said there's nothing wrong with me except stress.
You mean your mom-in-law is putting you under so much pressure?
No. Well, sometimes. But Hums, the most terrible thing happened. Anana has gone missing.
Yes, I heard.
What do you mean you heard? I haven't spoken to you this week and it just happened on Sunday. I only sent you that message to say my parents are coming down from Cape Town.
Nasira told me when I called the house just now to speak to you.
Oh, that's weird. Nasira answering the house phone at my in-laws.
She told me she's staying with you at the moment.
Yes. Worrying about what could have happened to Adnan, I didn't want to leave her alone at the flat.
So doesn't your mom-in-law mind having, like, your entire family staying at her house?
Surprisingly, she seems quite cool about it.
That's a relief. I'll stop by tomorrow to meet your parents, inshallah.
Great. It will be wonderful to see you, Hums.
The Adams house is still and silent late at night as the inhabitants are deep in sleep after an eventful day. Outside, the full moon casts shadows over the garden where creatures of the night are roaming. An owl hoots from somewhere not too far off, and the trees rustle gently in the breeze. Suddenly, a light goes on in one of the upstairs rooms, and a figure comes to stand at the window, looking out into the dark and eerie night.
Nuri, what's the matter? Why are you standing by the window?
I couldn't sleep.
Are you feeling strange in this big house? I'm finding this bed quite comfy, actually.
No, not strange. Just unsettled somehow.
I think you're just worried about Leila and Adnan.
Yes, you're right. I can't imagine what's happening to our poor son. Leila seems so out of place in this mansion with the posh in-laws. Something must be going on with her, Majid.
I also thought so, but I didn't get a chance to speak to her alone. What's with the big family supper and then sitting and chatting with Salman's dad until so late?
We'll speak to her in the morning once they're all gone to work. Then we can find out.
A blood-curdling scream causes Nur al-Ain to stop short and turn to Majid in terror.
What was that?
More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.